Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. This week on our program, we remember the much-loved children's writer, Jean Craighead George. We also tell about a popular horse race in Virginia. And we play new music by Beach House. A well-loved children's book writer has died. Jean Craighead George wrote many books, including Julie of the Wolves and My Side of the Mountain. Her stories often tell about the beauty and power of wilderness and the young people trying to survive in it. Christopher Cruz has more.
Jean Craighead George died on May 15th following a stroke. The writer had lived 92 years, much of that exploring the wilderness and its animals. She also spent a lot of time writing, producing more than 100 books. Jean Craighead George was born in Washington, D.C. in 1919. Her interest in nature and animals came early, and maybe from her father. He worked for the National Forest Service. The family spent a lot of time in woods along the Potomac River. Jean and her twin brothers learned how to build shelters and find food in the woods. Her brothers trained falcons, one of the most powerful birds in the D.C. area. Jean Craighead George said the twins were among the first falconers in the United States. She also said that they gave her a falcon to train when she was 13 years old. Later, the main character in one of her books develops a close relationship with a falcon. Jean Craighead George studied science and English at Pennsylvania State University. She worked as a reporter during the 1940s. She also married and had three children during this period. She and her family started exploring wilderness areas all over the country. They also raised many animals, from huge tarantula spiders to owls and minks. And, of course, more traditional pets like dogs and cats. The family had more than 170 animals, although not all at once. Jean Craighead George said the pets were always free to stay or go. Her career in children's literature began in 1948 with the publication of her first book, Volpe's The Red Fox. 11 years later came My Side of the Mountain, one of the best-loved children's books ever. It tells the story of Sam Gribble, a boy who escapes the busy life of New York City. He goes to live in the wilderness of the Catskill Mountains. His home is a hollowed-out tree. Sam makes friends with several animals, including a falcon he calls Frightful. He hunts and fishes and finds plants to eat. He also steals deer that have been killed by hunters. Jean Craighead George said she wrote My Side of the Mountain to tell about all the wonderful adventures she experienced as a child in the woods. The American Library Association recognized the book with a Newbery Honor in 1960. In 1973, Jean Craighead George won a Newbery Medal for Julie of the Wolves. She had earlier traveled to Barrow, Alaska, and met with scientists there. They taught her how to communicate with wolves. The author said she was finally successful with a beautiful female wolf. She knew then she wanted to write about a little Eskimo girl lost on the frozen land. Julie survives by learning how to talk to the wolves. They then help protect her. Jean Craighead George's website includes a short video of the author talking to her dog. It is not a wolf like the one Julie ran with, but a close relative, the Alaskan Malamute.
I'm Jean Craighead George, and this is Kimmick, my Alaskan Malamute, that I brought down from Barrow, Alaska. And he would like to welcome you. Kimmick? Hello? Woo! Kimmick? Yoo-hoo! Woo! Kimmy? Oh! Woo! That's welcome!
Jean Craighead George hoped her work in fiction would help children enjoy the wilderness and also protect it. Her own children followed in her footsteps. Her daughter writes books about nature for children. One son is a whale researcher. The other studies birds. Jean Craighead George died at a hospital in New York State, where she lived most of her adult life.
Horse racing is one of the oldest sporting events in the world, and it can be a major economic support in some places. But horse racing requires a lot of space for the activity itself and for the large crowds who like to watch. As development spreads further and further from cities, horse racing is threatened. But in Virginia, one horse race is still going strong after nearly 90 years. About 50,000 people attend the Gold Cup each year in the rolling hills of the plains, Virginia. Many in the crowd wear fine clothes, including creative hats covered with flowers, feathers, or other decorations. And those hats are judged. A hat competition is part of the Gold Cup tradition. The event also always includes food and drink. Some people just bring containers of sandwiches and sodas. Others have full-size tents with grills and professional cooks. Race visitor Thomas Eaton grew up in the area.
Well, it's the one day of the year that everyone just drops everything, decides to be nice for a day and dress up a little bit. And I love dressing up. It's my thing.
The Gold Cup is a steeplechase event. The horses race across fields and jump over fences. George Webb has been attending the Gold Cup for 20 years.
People love getting out in the country, and it's such a beautiful area. It is a part of history. You know, George Washington hunted fox in this very area out here. This remains something very near and dear to folks out here.
The area used in a steeplechase is much larger than a traditional horse race track. Several steeplechase events have been forced to move in recent years, as more land is developed. The Gold Cup moved to its current space in 1985, and real estate developers continue to move toward the fields where the race takes place. But George Webb, a developer himself, is not worried. He says the organization that runs the Gold Cup is working hard so that race fans can enjoy the event now and in the future. The two-member group Beach House just released their fourth record album, 8 years after the first. The Los Angeles Times newspaper says the new album, Bloom, is a lovely lullaby. American songwriter calls Bloom Beautifully Sad or Sadly Beautiful. And Rolling Stone gave it 4.5 stars out of a possible 5. Faith Lapidus plays some of the new album. Drifted in all.
That song is called Niff. It is the first song on Bloom, and it was one of only 2 singles released before the album. Victoria Legrand sings and writes beach house songs. She told a reporter that she and Alex Scally thought Niff would be a great gateway into the album. The song starts with the words, "Drifting in and out, see the road you're on. You came rolling down the cheek. You say just what you need." Troublemaker has a similar simple poetry. Victoria Legrand sings, "Like a hand you reached out to me. The thunder rolls in with the dark. Tiny fingers on the edges. Watch it unravel, pulling everything apart. Like a hand you reached out to me. Thunder rolls in the dark. Tiny fingers on the edges. Watch it unravel, pulling everything apart." House traveled to a recording studio in Tornillo, Texas. The rural beauty of the southwestern town seems to have lent a quiet dreaminess to the album. Victoria Legrand says the album itself is a journey. A bloom is only temporary, she says, a fleeting vision of life in all its intensity and color. We leave you with Beach House performing On the Sea from the group's new album, Bloom.
Out on the sea, we beat the kickback. Our bodies start, the spirit living. Wouldn't you like to know how far you've gone?
I'm June Sims. This program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Tala Hadavi provided additional reporting. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.